How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 13. Verse number 19, the Lord Jesus Christ has been speaking about this of Antichrist, setting himself up, and the abomination of desolation. What it is, it's the abomination of Antichrist, the Messiah, the Christ supposed of the unholy Trinity, Satan's Christ, setting himself up in the temple. It makes the temple desolate of the Spirit of God because the Lord just won't tolerate that. And that's the desolation, I believe, that it speaks about. It's foretold about by Daniel the prophet. Jesus says in verse number 14, and said, if you read, you can understand. He says, and when that happens, those of Judea need to flee into the mountains. We've been talking about this passage and how when the Lord Jesus Christ uttered these words, some of these things applied soon and along the way in time and then at the end. This is one of those things that applies at the end. Some of these things that have been written before, the things we've read earlier in this chapter, have applied at different times along to the children of God, the people of God, Jews, saved Jews and Gentiles alike. But this applies only to the Jews. When Antichrist will set up there in Jerusalem and there in the temple, declaring that he is Christ, that he is God, and the Lord gives warning in verses 15 through 18 for the inhabitants of Judea to run. Don't go into the house. Don't go back from the field to get anything. It could make the entire difference of whether you live or die. Woe unto a woman that's carrying a baby, that's with child. Woe unto a woman that's nursing a baby. It'll just make things that much harder. And woe unto those, and pray, he says, that your flight not be in the winter time. It'll make it even harder for the weather, the elements at hand, and the clothing that would be needed to be able to sustain the winter nights. Just a terrible time. He tells us in verse number 19 that there'll be days, these will be days of affliction that have never been known the like. And we've had some terrible affliction brought on by war and conquering men, and war and famine and pestilence and the resulting death and disease and death. The Lord says there'll be no worse than this ever, and there won't be any worse than this going forward. That's what he tells us. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. This will be the worst that there ever was, right there upon Israel, right there upon Jerusalem, right there the Lord chastising his children, chastising his people, rather his nation, to bring them to himself and to save his nation. Verse 20, and except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Now, a lot of people rest and reel and squirm and have convulsions about this passage, but that's what the Lord Jesus Christ says. He says, if those days had not been shortened by the Lord, this is the omniscience of the Lord, the all-knowing of the Lord, in this time, in this affliction that comes upon Israel, of the judgment of the Lord upon Israel, and what the Lord does to bring Israel to himself and save her in the end, if the Lord hadn't shortened these days, he knows that there would be no flesh that would live, that all would die. There'd be no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, And yes, the Lord does have an elect. It's just that way. That's how bad our sin and wickedness and depravity is. There was no man that could look to the Lord. There was no man that could even know that we have a problem. It was the Lord that chose a people to save. Just like people go and go to the orphanage, or go and look and consider amongst the pool of children that need foster care and need someone to adopt them. Just like that, the Lord looked upon men and saw that none were worthy, none would receive Christ, none would look unto the Lord in and of himself. We'd all go in our own way, we'd all go astray, but the Lord is pleased and to save some. Just like that couple that goes to the orphanage, or just like that couple that considers about foster care, they choose some children. They choose some children from among all those children that have need. They choose some children. And just as that, our Lord has chosen those, the elect. He said, but for the elect's sake, from whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. The Lord knows that if it would continue on and this great affliction would continue on, all would be killed. And the Lord has taken, and that remainder of wrath he will restrain, as the scriptures say. And then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. If anybody has to tell you physically where Christ physically is, at a time where they say, over here is the Messiah, over here is the Deliverer, don't believe it, because when Jesus shows up the next time, folks, listen, the scriptures are clear. When Jesus shows up the next time, he will be known by all. Nobody has to say anything. Nobody has to tell that the Lord Jesus Christ, from glory from heaven, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, is at hand. When Jesus shows up the next time, the first time he came as Savior, he was, if you will, subdued. He came meek and lowly. He didn't pursue any fanfare or any glory to himself until there at his triumphant entry. But when he comes the next time, he will be known of all men. He says, if any man say to you, Christ is over here, or Christ is over there, don't believe it. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders and seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And so there have been false Christs, and there yet may be false Christs and prophets, but one day there will be the Antichrist. The unholy Trinity will be at hand. Satan leading and bringing forth his Christ and his false prophet, and the Lord Jesus out of his mouth says, their signs and their wonders that they will do will be so good and so real. The restraining hand and work of the Spirit of God will be withdrawn at that time, and Satan will be able to work signs and wonders through these, that if it were possible, even the very elect of the Lord would be deceived by them. Praise God, we've got a Savior and a God that's a deliverer of his people. Sinners are saved through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The glorious gospel, Paul said it, that he was not ashamed of the power not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jews and also to the Greeks. Everyone that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. And you too can be forgiven. But those that will be there that are not the Lord's will be deceived. And then those of Israel will be preserved by the Lord and will not be duped into believing what this false Christ, the Antichrist, and the false prophet will do. Jesus said, but take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Not only did the Lord Jesus know that he was speaking to Peter, James, John, and Andrew, but he knew that he was speaking to us, to you and me, even here this day, you that are hearing this broadcast, and to each one that reads his word over the course of the centuries. He's speaking to us. He's told us what we need to know. He's told the Jews what they need to know, and these things will come to pass one day, very soon. Very soon, likely that they could come to pass. Verse 24, but in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then Jesus will come. Right when it looks like that Israel is done, right when it looks like Jerusalem is wasted and will be destroyed and is overrun by Satan and his crowd, Jesus will come. And all these things in the sky and the heavens, the sun and the moon and all that will do different things than they've done in the past. And then Jesus will come. He will come with great power and great glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. He will save Israel in a day. And those Jews that remain there, and of them, a portion of them or all of them, our Lord will save them at his appearing, and his nation will be restored unto him right at the end. The saints that have died and gone on to be with the Lord will come out of heaven riding on white horses with white robes, as it tells us in Revelation 19, and will watch our Lord fight against his enemies with the sword of his mouth and with the power of his glory. We will see him and we will be with him, and Israel will be saved, and then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will rule again. So these things are at the end. These things that we've seen in this chapter, some have been soon, some have been along the way, some at the end. He'll send his angels to gather up his elect from the four winds, his people, his chosen people that he has saved, and they will be brought unto him. Jesus says in verse 28, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So Jesus says, just like you can look at a fig tree and know that summer's at hand because leaves are coming out on the tree, or warmer weather comes about, you expect leaves to come on the tree, and then later on you expect fruit to come on the tree. Right? You can know by the things that the Lord has told, for we who are whatever in our time, we who are saved, we look for the rapture of the Lord, but we can begin to see some of these things take shape. Like if they begin to build a temple in Jerusalem, we could say maybe that's it. For Jews that are without Christ and go into this time of tribulation, they would come and read these passages by our Lord, and they would see about Antichrist and what he's doing. He said, it can be known, just like we discern about trees and the fruit of the field, so with this word from our Lord, we can know. He says, the generation at hand when these things begin will not pass. That generation, when they begin, they will end within that generation. Remember, heaven and earth is going to pass away. It's going to be burned up by our Lord. But what he says, it stays forever. You're not saved. I tell you what, repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Jesus Christ is the only hope you have. We point you to him. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with his word and the truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.